Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jeremy, in quote, says, hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I was very close with my grandmother when she passed away a few months ago.
Aww.
Her dying made me rethink a lot of things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred to me that I was no longer a kid and needed to start taking my future more seriously.
Sure.
The biggest thing I looked at was my relationship with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We'd been dating since high school. It'd been 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother always told me she was perfect for me and I needed to marry her before I lost her.
Mm, smart woman.
My grandmother didn't live to see us get engaged.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I decided to propose at her funeral.
Oh.
I took my time to speak about how my grandmother always led me down the right path and that I couldn't let her go without granting her biggest wish in front of her.
Mm.
And with that, I pulled out a ring and proposed to my girlfriend. She mm-hmm. started screaming.
Uh-oh.
And said yes.
Yay, good.
Despite our happiness, I'm sure the smiles from my grandma in heaven, the rest of my family was not smiling.
Oh.
After the service, they all took turns laying into me about how I made her death about me and forever ruined their last chance to say goodbye to her.
Mm.
They said I turned the service into a finale of The Bachelor.
Oh.
Just because they used their time differently to say their piece shouldn't mean that I had to follow the same somber path. It's been 2 months and my siblings still aren't talking to me and my parents won't forgive me or talk about it anymore.
Oh.
How do I convince everyone that my intentions were pure and that this is a good thing?
Oh.
I mean, yeah. That's kind of... Wow. When you hear that backstory, it's really sweet.
Almost paradise.
What are you doing?
We're knocking on heaven's door.
What are you doing? Stop.
Bachelor in Paradise.
OMG. Listen, I when you I hear that know. Backstory,
yeah.
It's really sweet. And it's really unfortunate the family received it the way they did as upstaging grandma at the funeral or upstaging the rest of them.
Yeah, I mean, grandma probably wouldn't have cared.
Well, no.
I mean, it sounds like she probably wouldn't have cared. Yeah, exactly.
But the made her very happy.
But the family definitely was feeling some sort of way. I you know, you think, okay, if after a couple, you know, weeks should be all smoothed out, it's not, though, and that's the problem.
It's really kind of shocking they're holding the grudge.
How do I convince everyone that my intentions were pure? You just got to talk to them, right? I mean, that you can't go, okay, well, then we'll just redo our proposal.
Yeah,
you can't really do that.
You can't redo the funeral. And you can't redo the proposal.
The funeral.
There's no tape backs.
Dig up grandma. Let's do it again.
On this one, no.
You don't do that. All right.
No.
502-795-1997. Don't know if you have... Man,
this is a unique situation.
That is
a unique situation.
I don't think a lot of people
have specific experience with this one,
right? But you probably do have experience with doing something that the family maybe
didn't approve of, yeah.
And how to win them back over, because maybe that experience could help. That story could help. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those stories on the way. So Jeremy proposed to his girlfriend of 6 years at his grandma's funeral.
And the family's still big mad about it.
Yeah, and now saying that, you're like, well, why did he choose that? But it was like he was close to his grandma, and his grandma was like really on him about, well, you better put a ring on her before she leaves.
Yeah, because she's perfect for you. They've been together 6 years. Grandma was kind of like, you know, it's time.
Yeah, it's
get
time.
Get her done. And he was upset.
Poop or get off the pot.
Exactly. That maybe grandma told him to poo.
And he pooed.
And he pooed in front of grandma.
At the funeral.
maybe that's what it was. But sweet intentions. He wanted his grandma to still be a part of it because she wanted it so bad for him.
But yeah, now it's just like conveying that to the family. Yeah, what's done is done. It's water under the bridge.
2 months later, they're still mad. Not talking to him about it.
Yeah. Derek Hossenpepper rolls in and says, I don't really know what to say. All I'm here to hear is what Andrew the Love Doctor has to say. Keep on loving. All right. Well, good for you.
Let's call
Derek.
Him the doctor.
Yeah. I was going to say Andrew the Love Doctor on the phone calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor, but what's your take?
Yeah, gosh. What he should have done is, yeah, Ben's right. Have a conversation, but do it before the funeral. This is what I want to do. If you guys care, because when he did what he did, he's being selfish. He's thinking about him and not about anybody else.
All right. Well, so, that's water under the bridge now.
Yeah, so what do we do about it?
He doesn't do anything about it. He continues to try to say, hey, my intentions were pure, and he apologizes till he's blue in the face.
Well, hey, appreciate it, Andrew,
yeah,
the Love Doctor.
Thank you.
Keep on loving, guys.
Hi, Lish.
Hey.
So tell me you haven't accidentally been proposed to or proposed to someone at a funeral.
No, but I've had a lot of trauma and a lot of life.
Okay.
To take a tragic moment like that and find beauty in that moment for you and for your circumstance is wonderful. I think people need to have more of an open mind on how people grieve. Everyone grieves in different ways.
Right. So what is there anything, what can he do at this point, though, to win his family back over?
I think that he already apologized that he's sorry for feeling that moment from them.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the perspective. I think that I would just be nice and I would be kind and I would move through it.
All right.
I wouldn't hold a grudge. I would just move through it.
Okay. Thank you, Leash.
Lisa, the love consultant, is weighing in.
Okay.
He's got to acknowledge that the proposal was more than a little ick, and he should have come to the family first to let them know his plans. He did go about it the wrong way with the family, and he needs to grow up and realize that. I can't even believe the girlfriend said, yes, it's odd all the way around, but yeah, it's done.
Yeah, but if you're the girlfriend, what do you say? Hey, no, we shouldn't be doing this now.
Or instead, she was screaming. And said yes. And well, I feel like maybe that made a little bit of a spectacle.
I mean, maybe she's been waiting for him to poo.
Sure.
Or get off the pot.
However, she also should have maybe read the room a little bit and done like a little sweet, yes. And you hug and then you kind of look at grandma and say, Grandma,
it happened.
This is for you. You were here for it. We love you.
All this is what if.
Sure.
Didn't happen.
Absolutely. Now, Tish says, no need to convince him you can't. Sincerely apologize, explain, and then move on. Sounds like they may have been more concerned with appearances and what people thought than actually dealing with the grief.
Grandma's not going to care.
They're going to come around or not. Enjoy your life. Their reactions are on them, not you. Your grandma's happy. Mm-hmm. Your fiance is happy. And you are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tony the Welder says, I think it's sweet. Some people just don't understand. You do you, buddy. Everything happens for a reason. If they come around, they come around. If not, just enjoy your fiance and know that grandma's happy. Enjoy the engagement and the wedding.
I was going to say, it'll eventually, yes, it's been a couple months, and yes, they're still salty about it, but give it time.
Yes.
Continue to just say, hey, I realize, and maybe you haven't had that awkward conversation of, look, I realize maybe that wasn't the time or place to do it, but that's what I felt in my heart. And tell them what you told us.
Yes. And maybe they don't know like the full backstory of what your grandma told you about that. Maybe they didn't know all of that backstory. And just reiterate that. And just try to, again, say I wasn't trying to hijack the funeral in any way.
And it was for grandma.
It was for grandma. And that was where my intentions were. So I'm sorry if that came off wrong. I love you guys. I know she's happy for us, and I hope that you guys can be happy for us too.
All right. Well, hey, we'll keep it there. Good luck. Keep us posted on what happens.
Amber's like, why doesn't he set up a get together at the grave and do a redo? No, that's not going to be helpful. I don't think that's going to be helpful.
He's already proposed. She's already said yes. It's fine. It's fine. All right. There you go. That's group therapy.